This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works.
Hey, good morning, friends. Welcome to The Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. 844-236-6010 is our number, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, that is why we're here, to help you understand the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation, how to get healthy using nutrition, and more, how to get healthy using non-medical strategies. That's what The Bright Side is all about. We are so dependent on medical strategies, largely because of conditioning and hypnosis and marketing and advertising and cultural ideas and societal ideas and last but certainly not least, political ideas. Our health has become politicized as well as it's become medicalized. And The Bright Side says that we don't need a medical model. We don't need politics. We don't need government. We don't need to be told how to take care of our bodies. We can be our own health authorities. If that sounds good to you, you are in the right place. That's what we're all about on The Bright Side. And if you have comments or success stories you'd like to share, you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010. Is our number on The Bright Side. We got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. Rami O'Day is an exercise physiologist. He's an author. He's a personal trainer as well as a corporate presenter. And he's going to talk to us today about how you can use amateur athletics, specifically running, to deal with anxiety, to deal with stress. And his three-volume series, Quiet the Noise, talks all about that. We're going to talk to Rami O'Day at the bottom of the hour, and we'll get your calls in our second segment, 844-236-6010. If you want to purchase Youngevity products, go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. You can purchase products right off the website. You can also call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. Ask about joining the Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $30 fee. You can be in business for yourself. You can also click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And don't forget to take a look at our super high-end, mega-powerful, unbelievably effective skin health products at truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, water, silicone, vegetable oil, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want. I took all that stuff out, replaced it with active and functional ingredients. The net effect is health and beauty products, all formulated in my compounding pharmacy for healing the skin. As it turns out, when you heal the skin, you beautify the skin as well, and everything we want in a beauty product, you'll find in a product that heals the skin. True Treatments heal the skin, and they beautify the skin as well. You can find out all about it at TrueTreatments.com. And don't just take my word for it. Go to TruthReviewed.com, TruthReviewed.com, and check out our over 600 five-star reviews. And we've only been collecting them since January. just in the last 8 months or so, 8.5 months, we've gotten 600 five-star reviews, over 600 five-star reviews. They're all up at truthreview.com, and Truth Treatments can be had at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And speaking of the skin, we're talking about fats and the distinction between fats, or fatty nutrients, we'll say, and water-soluble nutrients. In chemistry, we can say lipophilic and hydrophilic. Lipophilic means fat-loving. Hydrophilic means water-loving. The skin is all about the fats. That's the secret to beautiful skin. I was just reading an article this morning from Biochema et Biophysica Acta. I don't even know what that means, but that's a peer-reviewed biological journal. Biochemica, I guess that means biochemistry, et Biophysica and Biophysics Acta. Journal, I think that means. Anyway, role of lipids in the formation and maintenance of the cutaneous permeability barrier. Role of lipids. Headlines can be, and these medical journals can be a little overwhelming if you don't kind of break it down a little bit. That's why people don't read medical journals for the most part. It's unfortunate because you get a lot of really, really good health information from medical journals. I'm not talking about studies, by the way. I don't pay a lot of attention to studies. You hear people quoting studies. I get letters from people saying, well, where are your studies? How come there's no studies about longevity? How come there are no studies about your True Skin Health product? I don't pay attention to studies. Studies can be jury-rigged. Studies can be cherry-picked. Studies are about statistics. What I want to know is about biochemistry and about biology and about science. Studies aren't science. They're epidemiology. They're statistics. They're manipulation. So anyway, this is a review from Biochemica et Biophysica Acta. Role of lipids. That is the role of fats. Lipids just means fats. In the formation and maintenance of the cutaneous permeability barrier. Cutaneous means skin, permeability barrier meaning the surface. What does this say? This says that fats play a major role in how well the skin will form its barrier. Now, this barrier is largely responsible for keeping the skin moist and soft and hydrated. The barrier keeps water in and also keeps water out. And the barrier is also responsible for blocking the entrance of active ingredients. I talked to a guy yesterday on the phone. He called me up. He said he was a golf pro. And he says to me, I had these blisters on my hands, and now they popped. And now I have popped blisters on my hands, and I want to golf. What do I do? So I told him, you know, maybe use my omega-6 healing cream, because that's really important for healing the skin. And I said, why don't you send me a picture of your hands so I can take a look at it? And he showed me his hands. He sent me a text of his hands, a picture of his hands. I'm like, oh, my God. His hands were unbelievable. This was no blister. This was no blister situation. He had a major, major eczematic breakout on his hands. And I think some of you guys may have seen this, where the skin is not even skin. All you see is the stuff underneath, the pinkish stuff underneath. And it looks like stuff is peeling, and there's cracks and fissures. I call it alligator skin. But this was even worse than alligator skin, because it wasn't, the surface of the skin wasn't forming. The permeability barrier, it's also known as the stratum corneum. The skin surface was not forming. So you could see it in patches, it wasn't forming. And so you could see patches of pinkish stuff all over his hands. And then you could see cracks and fissures. And then I could see his nail, his thumbnail, from the side, because he showed me his palm, and I could kind of see his thumbnail from the side. It looked kind of blackish. And he had told me that he said purple is purple under my nail. Well, this was no purple under his nail, and this was no blister. What it was a fungal condition, a major fungal condition that was causing skin cells not to grow or not to divide properly, and that's why the cutaneous barrier wasn't forming. Why was this happening? Well, it looked like a fungal infection. It looked like microinflammation, but guaranteed there's a fat problem. Whenever you have skin cells not forming correctly, or the skin surface not forming correctly, because cells are not growing correctly, you got a lipid problem. You got a fat problem. And when I say a lipid problem and a fat problem, I'm not talking about too much donuts or potato chips. I'm talking about you're not absorbing, typically out of the level at the level of the intestine. That means you got to work on intestinal health. You could also have a gallbladder problem. That means you got to work on the gallbladder. You may have a pancreatic or a stomach issue. You got to work there too. You say, well, my God, what are you talking about? I got a problem on my hands. You tell me I got to work on my gallbladder? Yes. And that is the key message of the bright side and of all alternative health, and really of all good health. Where you see the problem is not where the problem begins. That's a metaphor, too, by the way. Where we see the problem in our social situation in this historic time period is not where the problem begins. Hint, hint. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben here. Rami O'Day coming up at the bottom of the hour. Rami is the author of the trilogy, Quiet the Noise, Volume 1, Volume 2, and Volume 3. Volume 1 is subtitled A Trail Runner's Path to Hearing God. Volume 2, Trail Running, Hearing God, and Achieving Impossible Goals. and Volume 3, When I'm Closest to Death. Quiet the Noise is his trilogy. We'll talk to Rami O'Day, who's an exercise physiologist, about spirituality and physicality coming up at the bottom of the hour. I think this idea of spirituality, I talk a lot about spirituality, because to me, as I said before we went to break, where you see the problem is not where the problem begins. When you see a problem in your skin, that's not where the problem begins. It's very rare that that a skin issue will be caused by something topically. People write to me and they say, oh, I use this product or that product and it made my skin break out. No, that doesn't happen. Skin is not supposed to break out. If you've ever said that, then you're laboring under not only a wrong idea, but a dangerous idea. Because if you have a skin problem, like my friend Mike, who texted me yesterday with his skin, and you think it's a skin problem, you're not going to be addressing it in the right place. You're going to be missing an opportunity to prevent the occurrence of a worse disease further on down the road. If you think your skin problem is caused by a product that you're using, if you're breaking out, say, and you think it's a product that you're using, you're missing an opportunity to correct the problem where it really is going on, which is probably in the digestive system, very likely in the fat absorption system, the skin and fat problems being intimately related. There are certain organs in the body that are fatty organs, and when you have problems in those areas, you want to focus on fat absorption and fat metabolism and how you're processing fats. That means intestine, that means pancreas, that means stomach, that means liver. That includes breast cancer, by the way, and all female reproductive issues, including endometriosis, fibroid cysts, PMS. All of these are focused in the fatty part of the body. That means if you have endometriosis and you try to get your ovaries removed, or you get your endometrium ablated, where they burn it off, you're missing an opportunity to protect yourself from cancer down the road. Because where the problem begins is not where you see the problem, or where you see the problem is not where the problem is beginning. Likewise, the prostate for men. If you think it's a prostate problem, you're missing an opportunity to correct further deterioration down the road. If you have a prostate problem, likewise, it's a fatty organ or a fatty gland, and you got to work on the fats. If you're a guy dealing with a prostate problem, you got to work with the fats. And by the way, carbohydrates and fats are interrelated, because carbohydrates get turned into fats. I did my moment of truth, by the way, a couple days ago, or yesterday actually, on niacin and its a fat processing properties. This is a very underappreciated role for niacin, vitamin B3. It helps the body deal with fats. And because it helps the body deal with fats, it helps the body deal with sugar. Fats are carbohydrates, sugars are carbohydrates. And the two are interrelated. So when you have something that helps your body deal with fats, it's going to help you with sugar. And when you control your sugar, you're going to control your fats. They're interrelated. Niacin and chromium, for that matter. Niacin and chromium are very important for both sugar metabolism and fat metabolism. That's why you could take chromium and lower your blood fats. That's why you can take niacin and lower your blood fats. And that's why niacin is one of the best anti-cholesterol or nutritional statin-like substances. If you're on a statin drug, folks, and a lot of people are, get yourself on niacin. Niacin is just as potent as a statin drug, or niacinamide, no flush, if you'd rather. Actually, you got to use the niacin now that I think about it for cholesterol. Get the time-release niacin, or get ultimate niacin from Youngevity. And not only will you be helping your body handle fats, but you'll also be helping your body, and cholesterol, but you'll also be helping your body handle sugar, because niacin, along with chromium, are part of the glucose tolerance factor, which helps the body, which enhances insulin, helps the body handle sugar. And you should check out my Moment of Truth. You can get them all on our Facebook page, The Bright Side with Pharmacist Ben. Today I did one on something called EECP for hypertension. I try to do a 60 to 120 second video every morning on I call them my moments of truth. So where you see the problem is not where the problem begins. Today we have a problem in our culture, in society, a historic problem. This historic problem, this virus problem that we're having, same way. Where you see the problem is not where the problem begins. Guess what? The virus is not the problem. That's where we see the problem. Viral infections are not the problem. That's where we see the problem. Where does the problem begin? It begins in comorbidities. It begins in obesity. It begins in diabetes, or just dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar. It begins in angst and anxiety. It begins in stress, mental stress. How ironic is it that if the government, quote, I'm doing little air quotes here, or the media, air quotes here, if the media and the government really cared about health, why would they be pumping us with fear? Because fear shuts down your immune system. Anxiety shuts down your immune system. You're more prone towards disease when you're anxious, when you're in angst. The virus is more about angst and anxiety as much than a virus, because angst and anxiety, chronic angst and anxiety, suppress the immune system. Not only that, they change your eating behaviors, so they induce obesity and dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar. Oh yeah, they shut down your digestive system. Angst and anxiety shut down your digestive system too. That's called the triangle of disease. That's where you want to go back to. That's the cause of a viral infection. Until I hear talking head doctors, emergency room doctors and nurses, who mean well, by the way, who mean well and think that we all should be wearing masks, but they mean well. I'm not knocking them down, knocking them individually. Until I hear them talking about the triangle of disease, I don't pay any attention to them. Until I hear them talking about the real basis of where our immune system is built and where our protection is, I'm not paying attention to them. They may mean well, and I understand there is sometimes can be as ignorant as the average person, and they just see suffering and they want to alleviate suffering. It's not necessarily ignorance. A doctor's job and a nurse's job and a healthcare professional's job is to alleviate suffering, not to find causes. This is what it means to be your own health authority. That's our business, to find causes. It's their business to alleviate suffering. Does anybody think there's anything wrong with alleviating suffering? Of course not. Alleviating suffering is very, very important, and they see suffering and they want to end it, and that's very laudable, and nobody should knock an individual physician, as misguided as he or she may be, for wanting to alleviate suffering. The problem is that when you alleviate suffering, you don't address the cause, and that leads to more suffering. That can lead to more suffering. Drugs lead to more suffering. Prescription drugs lead to more suffering. This is from, just got this today from Medscape. Drug overdoses masquerading as sudden cardiac death common. A comprehensive postmortem toxicology study of out-of-hospital cardiac arrest deaths in San Francisco has shown that more than 1 in 6 were actually drug overdoses, which means the national overdose fatality rates may be substantially underestimated. Drug, quote, drug overdose deaths are hiding in plain sight as sudden cardiac deaths, unquote. Dr. Jian H. Tseng, MD, cardiologist. What he's saying is people take their prescription drugs, they take the beta blockers and their calcium channel blockers and their anxiolytics and their anti-insomniacs and whatever else drugs they're taking, and they end up with a heart attack. And then they get the death certificate says heart attack. It doesn't say drug overdose on it. And by the way, a drug overdose doesn't have to be one drug. A drug overdose could be a complex of drugs. It could be polypharmacy, many medications. Drug overdose doesn't have to mean that you just took too much of one drug. It could mean that you're taking just the right amount of many drugs. And I would present to you as a pharmacist, that is a serious, major, underestimated, underappreciated, and undercounted cause of death. All right, Rami O'Day coming up right after this. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says in a tweet this morning that former First Lady Michelle Obama delivered a speech last night at the Democratic convention that was not meant to unite, the president calling her remarks divisive. Obama was harsh on the sitting president in her address to the party faithful.
Donald Trump is the wrong president for our country. He has had more than enough time to prove that he can do the job, but he is clearly in over his head.
President Trump says those who fought to give women the right to vote in America a century ago achieved a huge victory with the 19th Amendment. Mr. Trump and the First Lady held a White House ceremony a short time ago to commemorate the 100th anniversary of the amendment's ratification that guaranteed women the right to vote. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dory, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
U.S. House Democrats have called a special session for this upcoming Saturday for members to address issues with the U.S. Postal Service. An emergency bill aimed at blocking recently enacted cost-cutting measures at the Postal Service will be on the table less than 3 months before the presidential election, when millions of Americans could end up voting by mail because of health concerns about in-person voting during the ongoing pandemic. The funeral for Robert Trump, President Trump's younger brother, is now scheduled for Friday. President Trump making the announcement yesterday, saying that he's likely to hold also a small service at the White House that day for his brother. The younger Trump, who was 71, died on Saturday in a New York City hospital after reportedly suffering brain bleeds from a recent fall. Colorado is now showing off its new marijuana vending machines. The CEO behind them says they are tricked out, with a touchscreen to take and fill orders. Customers can buy flower, edibles, and vape oils without having to interact with anyone. The checkout system simply requires ID. The machines are at Strawberry Field Dispensary in Pueblo, with more headed to Aurora later this year. Massachusetts will also be getting them next month. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. I am Pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, 24-7 on the archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com, also BrightsideBen.com. We've got 9 years of daily archived information, lots of free good health stuff, stuff you're not going to hear anywhere else, as well as videos and blog posts and news stories at CriticalHealthNews.com, PharmacistBen.com, and BrightsideBen.com. You can purchase longevity products off the sites as well and sign up to join the Brightside Ben team. And then don't forget to take a look at our True Skin Health products, all created in my compounding pharmacy for wound healing. As it turns out, wound healing is beauty. Our True Skin Health products are prescription strength without the prescription, everything your skin needs and nothing it doesn't. TruthTreatments.com. Check out our 600-plus five-star reviews at TruthReviewed.com. Okay, I am really looking forward to our guest today. Rami O'Day is the author of 3 books, a trilogy called Quiet the Noise, and he's all about quieting the noise. And it's interesting because Rami is an exercise physiologist as well as a noise quieter. And I think exercise and quieting the noise have something, a couple of very interesting things in common. Please welcome to the bright side, Rami O'Day. Hey, Rami.
Hey, Ben. It's great to hear your voice. Great to be here.
Thank you so much. So today, and pretty much every day, but we're really hitting hard today, the idea that where you see the problem is not where the problem begins. We're always trying to treat where we see the problem, i.e. the symptom, but we don't address the cause. And so when you talk about quieting the noise, I'm thinking that I see a real source of a lot of problems that we try to solve superficially, but are really occurring at the causal level, at the level of noise. So talk to us about quieting the noise and its impact on how our lives show up for better or worse.
Yeah, that's a great question, and I think you're absolutely right that we're treating everything on the cover, and I get in a lot of trouble on social media for posting things that have to do with the background problems that we're dealing with, the things that we're not focused on. And we all know the simplicity of getting rid of electronics, but I think there's a reason why we're addicted to electronics at this point, right? And how we're being sucked into it, and how it's just so detrimental to our lives. So the background behind this for me has always been a level of anxiety that I've felt my whole life that was really alleviated by exercise, and specifically competition level exercise. And I never understood it until I got older and realized it was a time where I was getting away from everything, right? And I was truly present in the moment, right? I think that especially I have young kids, and they just don't, there's just not that presence of being in the moment that we get in those type of events. And I wasn't able to, I used everything until I got into competitive exercise, and that was the one thing that really helped for me. But the beauty of it is now that I've learned, it's a muscle like everything else, right? And I've learned how to quiet my noisy mind down without having to go out for a competition or a high level or really intense exercise. It can be as little as a 15-minute walk in nature. It's just getting away from it all, right?
Is there a context or an attitude of stillness that you have that you can bring to everything you do? Or does it have to be something like exercise or being out in nature? Do you have to create the context? Or can you have that quiet, peaceful stillness in any context?
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten to the point, like I said, I mean, it is definitely a muscle. For me, when I was younger, I could only get it. Of all things, I raced motorcycles when I was a kid, right? So kind of funny to say that, quieting the noise in one of the loudest sports that exists, right?
Right.
But I'm talking about the quietness in your brain. And for me, that was the only time I was calm, which is really ironic because it's a super, super dangerous sport. And I was calmest when I was racing my motorcycle, right? And it was because I could shut things down. But because I've used that muscle over the years, I can do it. I did it in 5 minutes before this phone call, just by breathing techniques, and just by calming myself. You know, I've stolen some great breathing techniques from people like Wayne Dyer and Andrew Weil and things like that. And so it doesn't take what it did before. But I will tell people that are really, really struggling with it that you do have to have a daily practice to kind of put yourself in that mindset. So, but now I can put myself there, like I said, almost instantaneously.
You know, it's been said, and you could probably relate to this, that when we're in the most danger, that's when we become the most still. It's like,
yep.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but that's why people do bungee jumping and things like that, or skydiving.
Yeah, it's amazing. I start my first book in that I would be so anxiety-ridden and so nervous the whole day when I was at a motorcycle race, like when I was preparing for it.
Uh-huh.
And the minute my motorcycle would start, it would all completely go quiet.
That's great.
Do
you ever see those movies of football or sporting events where the guy's running for a touchdown in slow motion and all of a sudden the crowd fades? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's the kind of sensation you're saying? You're describing?
Yeah, exactly what I'm talking about. You know, professional athletes call it the flow.
Right.
Where they're not even thinking, they're not thinking about what they're going to do next. It's just coming from pure instinct. And, like I said, it takes some time to get there and you practice, but it's just like anything else. You know, I coach people on a daily basis and I say, you know, it's not about one big, training session of 5 hours. It's about 5 minutes per day, every day of the year, right? Like constantly getting yourself in that place.
Wow.
where you can just almost snap your fingers and put yourself there.
Mm-hmm.
And it works well when you're about to get in a fight with your spouse too. I'll just throw that one out there.
Oh, right? That's great. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I always
get a kick out of the term meditation practice. Because when I hear that, I think of it as a practice for real life. So you're saying 5 minutes a day to get in the flow so you can deal with your wife kind of thing. Or not necessarily your wife. But I didn't mean it that way. But you know what I'm saying?
Deal
with the things that happen in real life. So you sit and practice 5 minutes a day. So when real life happens, you've already practiced, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, getting back to the breathing thing that I said before, I mean, how many times have we been told that, you know, when you're getting anxiety, you're worried
breathe
about a test. Breathe deep, right? Just take 10 breaths. Take 10 breaths before you speak. Before
you got to take them right. You got to take them correctly.
You do. And a lot of people don't know. And it's so simple. It's just slow in and slow X, you know, in through your nose, out through your mouth. But people don't practice it. And I teach that at the beginning of my people that are learning how to present. I do a lot of speaking. And I say, just practice that breathing before you go on stage and you'll be a different presenter. It'll just completely change. And you know, I mean, it sounds like you absolutely know about this stuff. There's a physiological benefit to it, not
absolutely.
Just psychological.
I was about to tell you. I was about to ask you about polyvagal theory. Have you heard of this thing called polyvagal?
Yeah, vagal tone.
Mm-hmm. You know, I first heard about this distinction between the parasympathetic and the sympathetic almost 30 years ago when I was in pharmacy school. And they listed all the things that happen when you're in sympathetic overdrive. It was like high blood pressure, lower immunity, skin problems, digestive problems. I'm like, that's what everybody's got. It's all our problems. That's where it comes from.
Yeah. And it's funny because, you know, we know that exercise is really important for that. But then you get also people that do so much exercise at such a high intensity that it actually makes it worse.
Cortisol,
right?
So they're
adding cortisol by over-exercising, so it's too much of a good thing.
I call it extra rest. Because they're both important. It's biphasic.
Yeah.
And you don't grow during the stress or the exercise, you grow during the rest period.
Right, taking time off.
So listen, we got all this stuff going on in the world today, and I want to know how. And it's like an athletic event almost, right?
I
want to know how we can use some of your techniques to help us deal with what's going on from a historic, and I do mean historic, perspective. We're talking to Rami O'Day. His website is Coach Rami, R-A-M-I, CoachRami.com. Books are Quiet the Noise. We'll be back with Rami O'Day on the Bright Side right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side talking to exercise physiologist and spiritual guru. I'll go out on a limb and say that. Rami O'Day's books, Quiet the Noise, his trilogies, three books, Quiet the Noise, website, CoachRami.com. So, Coach Rami, you've heard the saying, Albert Einstein supposedly said, that we can't solve a problem by using the same kind of thinking that we use to create the problem. And in health, as I said earlier, when you see where you see the problem is not where the problem begins. So how does that relate to what we're dealing with from a historical perspective, this whole COVID thing, this idea of where you see the problem is not where the problem begins, and how can we link in flow, or is this about flow, or is it about lack of flow? Is this a high-performance athletic event, historically speaking, you know what I'm saying, that we're going through?
Yep.
Are we all collectively doing a high-performance event or a kind of an athletic event, and is there an element of flow that we can use, an element of quieting the noise that we can use today in all the stuff that's going on in the world?
It's a great question, and I love the analogy of an athletic event. And, you know, if you look at it, I think all of us back in February, when this became, you know, on our radar, we all thought of this was going to be a sprint event, right? It was going to be this massive thing, and it was going to be horrible, and it was going to be sort of like 9/11, where it would be in the background, but it wasn't going to be at that high level for very long. And now we're really realizing this is not just an endurance event. This is an ultra-endurance event, and it is... That is what I do, right? Like, that is my sport. That's what I do for fun.
You did a 100-mile run. You did a 100-mile run.
I sure
run, right?
did. I don't know if you call it running. I call it more crawling. But, yeah,
okay.
I did it all in one event. So, you know, it's a long run when it spans 2 days, right, when you're running for more than one day. So
that's pretty crazy.
So this is like that.
This is what we're going through. Yeah,
it is. And so getting back to your question, the analogy and what I think we're doing wrong is just like an athletic event, we're training for it while it's happening as opposed to being prepared for it, right?
Uh-huh.
So if you were going to run 100 miles, you wouldn't wake up the morning of the 100-miler and go, oh, my gosh, you know, I better start training. I better watch my nutrition. I better sleep well, you know? And that's what's driving me crazy, being athletic and a health guy, about the news, is that it's all about how to fix what's broken right now, as opposed to how we went into this. I think we went into this as a broken world. We have the highest rate of obesity. We have the highest rate of hypertension, diabetes. Every preventable disease is at the highest rate it's ever been, way before COVID, right? And if you look at the stats, you know, these are the people that are really having difficulty and really struggling. So, you know, to put that, encapsulate that in one sentence is we need to train for this and we need to train for the next one. And it's not that hard, right? It's proper sleep.
What would you do?
You know, for me, it's first of all, the stress level, you and I talked about cortisol before, is limiting the news and focusing more on positive influences in the media. Sticking to people who you knew before this happened, right? Like all of a sudden everybody's jumping on these gurus that they knew nothing about.
Uh-huh.
Limit the stuff that causes that stress reaction in you and focus on what you can control. And what we can control is our diet, our sleep, our exercise, our vitamin D, our stress reduction, our relationships, you know, our, for whenever, wherever you live, depending on what you can do, our community, right? Like how important community is for people and how tough it is. So focusing on those small things that you can control, as little as I did a presentation on just getting outside for 15 to 20 minutes a day and getting direct sunshine on you. Yeah. They're showing how important vitamin D is, not just for immunity, but in how good you feel. Right. And so, you know, just having something, having someone that can walk you through that process. And there's so much help out there. But, you know, if you watch the news, there's none of that. Right. Because they're not focused on that at all. So my solution
they gotta sell
is
stuff.
They have to sell. And what sells is fear. Right. Yeah. They're not going to report any good news. It doesn't sell any bad food for you. Right. So for me, it's about preparation, just like it would be for an athletic event. There's nothing we can do to go back in time now, but we certainly can prepare for the next one. And I really, truly pray deeply that this is a wake up call for the world, especially for America.
You know? Talk about flow and quieting the noise, how that works into it.
So for me, that's all about stress reduction, right? And reducing anxiety. So if I can get out and do something that separates me from whatever is causing me anxiety, and look, I'm an ultramarathoner. I'm not asking people to do that, right? That's unrealistic. I'm asking people to get out for 5 or 10 minutes a day. Do something that brings you joy. And we all know what that is, right? People are so chasing. They look at the latest commercial of what burns the most calories or what exercise burns the most, and that's not what brings you joy. You might hate that. You know, like if you told me swimming was the best exercise, that's my least favorite form of exercise. Mm. It's a great form of exercise. I think it's wonderful for you. It's very calming, but I don't like it.
Yeah.
So for me to do that would actually be a stressor if I did that regularly, right? But I love running. There's other people that absolutely hate running, so don't go to it. So find what brings you joy.
How about
start
this?
Small.
Rami, how about this? How about finding joy without anything?
Yeah.
Just going in, because we're swimming and we want to lose weight and we're trying to get into joy. Is it possible just to have joy, do you think?
I love it. I totally believe it is. And I think that I don't think we have enough of it. You know, I don't think we believe that we're allowed to have it sometimes. I think we're supposed to, you know, we're almost programmed to be miserable. And it's really, we all deserve joy, right?
Do you think it's our baseline?
Yeah, I really do believe it is. And I think if we look at children, like young children, and how they derive joy from the simplest things, from a butterfly flying past them to, you know, a great just walking out in the morning and seeing a little rabbit walk by, just something in nature, you know, if we can get to that point, and I feel so blessed that I've never lost that. You know, I'm 57 years old, and I'm still excited when I see a deer when I'm out running. Like, I stop and I take a picture, and, you know, that moment to me is such a blessing. If we can get to that point where, you know, we're not constantly chasing the next bigger thing, that we can find joy in the smallest, you know, kind of moments in our day, I think that's going to change everything. I really do.
What do you think? What would you say to a yeah, butter? Yeah, but you don't know my problems. Yeah, but I have financial issues. Yeah, but my wife left me. Yeah, but my dad's sick and blah, blah, blah. What do you say about people who have that kind of attitude? How do you address that?
Well, I've learned in the past I would argue with them, and I've learned not to do that anymore, right? So I try to meet people where they are and really understand that, yes, you do have that. And by the way, we all do. And I think the important thing for people to know is that you might look at the world and think everybody else, especially on social media, has it perfect and you're the only one with problems. Mm. And that is 100% not true. Every single person out there is dealing with something. And it doesn't matter what it is, right? It doesn't, because for some people, losing their job is not a massive stressor. They might find it joyful, right? Like, my gosh, I finally got out of that job and I could do something new. And for other people, they're you know, spilling their milk is going to be a bad day, right? So it's all about perspective. So I tell people, what I tell people like that is, again, baby steps. Start really, really small. Mm-hmm. Just start your day with gratitude, right? Like if you just start a simple gratitude journal, and that is simple as writing down three things every morning that you're grateful for, it will completely change your life. Because you can't be angry and grateful at the same time, right? You
That's
can't
great.
Be yeah, but, right? You can't be yeah, but if you're being grateful for whatever. In my journal this morning, I was thankful for my cup of coffee, right?
That's
that was
great.
That was my number one.
How about your big
it.
Toe? How about your big toe?
Yeah.
Do you ever have a,
yeah.
you ever have a broken
yeah.
big toe or sore big toe? Just these tiny little things. Or the fact that your nails, you didn't hammer your nail.
Yeah.
You know, and there's all these little things, right? And we don't
I got out
attention.
Of bed. Yeah.
I got out of bed, right? Yeah.
I
love that thing. In, do you ever see Fight Club, the movie Fight Club?
Oh, yeah. I love
Remember
it.
With the gun where Brad Pitt puts the gun in the guy's head and said, that's going to be the best breakfast he ever had tomorrow
yeah,
morning
yeah,
breakfast.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I love that.
Because it's perspective. That's such a great scene. I just watched it the other day.
Yeah that's
fantastic.
A great scene. So here's a real quick, because we only got about a minute. Willingness.
Okay.
Where does willingness come into this? Is there a payoff for people to not do what you're saying? Because it seems so logical. For somebody who's depressed or anxious or feeling stressed out or sick, everything you're saying seems so logical. Where does willingness come in? And what's the payoff for people to not be willing?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great question, too. And it's that, you know, people can get addicted to being miserable, right? We can be addicted to anything. And you think that that's your only reality. And my question to that, I would just answer somebody who's not willing. I always say, I'm not asking you to change your life. I'm just asking you to try something for a day. Anybody can do something for a day. Just try it. And then, hey, if you feel a little bit better, try it for another day.
Yeah.
But don't look at it like, I'm going to have to do this for the rest of my life, or I'm never going to eat ice cream again, or whatever that is.
Yeah.
Look at it as, I'm just making one change, one small change, just tomorrow. You know, the one day at a time thing, I think is so
baby
important
steps.
Right now. Yeah, baby steps, for sure.
Thank you. Rami, that's awesome. Real quick, only about 30 seconds. How do people get a hold of you if they want personal coaching, or they want to reach out in any way?
Yeah, the best part is CoachRami.com, R-A-M-I, CoachRami.com, and just fill out the form. And I'm offering all your listeners a free 30-minute consultation. No obligation. Just get on the phone, talk about your goals, and we can see if I can help you.
Thank you so much, Rami O'Day. His books are Quiet the Noise. It's a trilogy. CoachRami.com. That was awesome, Rami. Thanks a lot. Be well.
Thanks
we'll
so
talk
much.
Again soon. Thanks, buddy.
Okay.
That was Rami O'Day, CoachRami.com, and his books are Quiet the Noise. And that is all the time we have for today on The Bright Side. Thanks for listening. I am Pharmacist Ben. Have a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. We'll talk to you all later, folks. Bye for now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.